Hey guys, have you guys wondered why, you know, you start something and then you expect your friends and family to share, you know, to support you and they don't? On this episode, you're going to find why that happens. And I'm going to go into the topic, the right hand versus the left hand. Where do they fit?
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Oh guys, welcome back. So this topic, it's something that it's quite funny, because here's where I got the inspiration from my clients. One of my clients, you know, I was kind of struggling with this, you know, some months ago. I think I really can't remember when I got out of that trench, but what happened was that, you know, I was like, you know, there are, you know, projects that we bring that, you know, we know this is definitely going to help. I know personally that this is definitely going to help my friends and family. And of course, because we are friends and because they are family, I just expected them to, you know, at least like my Facebook page. You know how you start a Facebook page, or you start a new blog, or you start, you know, something new, and then you expect people to be raving about it just to give you that little support, right? But the funny thing happens, and you know, it doesn't work like you know, we plan. And the reason is that it's not meant to happen that way. And so this client of mine, she had a lot of struggles, right? Hers was even in a different dimension. So she's a health coach. She helps her clients in, you know, the right amount of supplements to be taken for specific, you know, so maybe let's just say you have a specific, you know, health condition, right? She comes in and then she helps you with the right supplements to be taking, the right amount of, you know, whatever. Like, she's a holistic, you know, health coach, right? And she uses just plant-based, you know, stuff, right? So she coaches people in that regard. And she said when she started this whole idea, you know, it was just she and her husband who were into it, right? And what happened was that she was expecting her friends to, you know, at least share, even if not buy her products or service, just at least share her Facebook page to, you know, on their Facebook personal page or stuff like that. At least, like, give me a thumbs up on my post, right? Something like that. And then what happened next was even more, you know, tragic, like, as you know, comparing it to what other you know, some of us feel, right? So she says, you know, she got into this whole thing, and her dad got sick, and she was trying to help her dad with, you know, what she knew, right? And of course, that is what, you know, it's a good daughter would do. You know, what would you do to help your dad who is in trouble, right? Who is in pain, and you really kind of know the answer to his pain. And then she tried, you know, giving some advice, bringing in medications here and there that she knew would definitely help her dad, right? At the end of the day, her dad rejected it and actually, you know, said really, really harsh words to her. And, you know, going in that world, I know I would have been so pissed and probably would cut all ties with my, you know, my dad if something of that sort happened, right? But she didn't, because she understood this whole principle of the right hand and the left hand. So what is the right hand and the left hand? And so the right hand and the left hand is this. You know, when we start our ideas and stuff, right? Normally what happens is that strangers are the people who actually rave about our products and service and the things that we really are passionate about, right? And she recommends us doing exactly that. So people who like our pages are people who like our page. People who share our page are people who share our page. People who comment and you know, even though you don't know them, they comment on your page and then they go like, oh, you're doing an amazing job. Keep it up. Those people are meant to be in a different hand, right? And then when you go to your friends and family, don't expect them to be in full support of what you do. Now, here's the caveat. The fact that they are not supporting you or, you know, basically, helping you to, on whatever you are doing doesn't mean they really don't care, right? They do actually care about you, because mind you, if you are really, really sick or you're dying, you're on your sick bed, those same friends that you feel they are not in support of whatever idea you have, they are the ones going to actually support you, not these strangers, right? Not the strangers that are helping you on your business idea or your venture or your new gig that you are looking, or a project or whatever you are looking to come up with, right? These people don't really know you, but your friends and family do know you, right? So rather than trying to cut off ties and then be like, yeah, my friends and family don't support me in my idea, they don't support me in my business, you just separate them in two different hands, right? So right hand goes for probably your friends and family. Your left hand goes to people who support you on your journey. I remember when I was starting my, you know, online fashion brand, it was the exact same thing. I literally sent a broadcast message to all my contact list. I asked them to share, you know, I mean, just like my page, not to even share, just like the page. And like in about 30 days, it was just funny. I had 3 likes. It was very disheartening. It was myself, my brother, and then, one cousin of mine. And that was it. And it was very, very disheartening. Like, you know, if I wasn't someone who was, you know, pig-headed on, what I really wanted to do, I would have given up just because I didn't have that support. But if I had the early on exposure to my client where she just basically separated people into different groups and she's like, okay, so my friends and family are not going to like my page. It doesn't mean they hate me. It just means they don't want to like my page. Like, it doesn't mean they really don't support me, right? Let's just say you are into, health, right? You're into health. You know, teaching people, you know, the right supplement to be taking, or teaching people the, you know, a particular, you know, form of exercise regimen that would help them to get the shape of, you know, the shape of their, you know, their dreams, the body shape of their dreams, right? And so you are in this market, right? Now, your friends and family are probably not going to be in that same market. So they really wouldn't care about what you really want to do. But the people who really will resonate with you are people who are in need of your product or service, right? And so if you bottle people up together, if you bundle all these two categories together, what will happen is that you might feel that, you know, some group are not, you know, giving you the support you really need, right? And that way, what happens is that you tend to, you know, put blames and then throw this blame game on people who really don't deserve it. And of course, there are, you know, some friends and family who, like, regardless of what you do, they are not going to support you. Those people are there. I guess that's a caveat to it. But I really don't care about those people because, you know, whether they do it or not, I'm still going to go with what I really want to do, right? The whole point is just move your attention from, oh, my friends are not liking my page, or my friends are not supporting my idea, or my friends are not helping me to achieve my goal, or my friends or my family are not doing the X, Y, and Z, right? Just fill in the blank, right? It can vary from, you know, business idea to whatever, right? It's not just centered on business, but the whole bottom line is this. Just put people in different hands. Right hand goes to people who support you, left hand, and you treat them in that regard, right? So, I know, like, for me, I have some friends I could geek about business, I could geek about marketing, I could geek about, you know, all these things I'm passionate about, like orphanage stuff, right? And some of my friends I know, regardless of what I do, regardless of how passionate I am about that thing, they see I'm passionate about, they really don't care. They really don't care about it. And that is okay. It's okay that they don't care about it because that is not who they are. And I don't expect them to be doing, you know, to be supporting me anyway. So there's no, you know, form of complaint going on, right? The whole point is not like, just take the burden off of, you know, off of your shoulders and trying to relay your, you know, your support system around your friends and family, because it might not work that way. And if you rely solely on that, what will happen is that you're going to give up on your dreams or whatever thing you want to do quickly just because you didn't have the right support system, right? So you want to attach yourself to the people who support you, right? There's one last story I just want to share, and then I just bring this episode to a close. So whenever there's, I don't know if you've watched this in movies, right? But whenever there's, you know, some form of ocean disaster that happens, right? So people are drowning in the ocean or in the sea or wherever, right? And there's this rescue team that is, you know, being sent over, right? Some of them use helicopters, some of them use, you know, parachutes here and there, right? Now, what happens is this. So the people in the helicopter, right? These people, what they can do, the maximum they could do, in the middle of the ocean is to lower their ladder down into the ocean. And what happens is that people who swim towards them are the ones who are going to be saved. People who swim towards them are the ones who are going to be saved. So here's the thing. The rescue team in the helicopter are looking to save every single human being in the ocean as long as they are drowning. But the thing is that not all of them will swim towards the ladder that is lowered down into the ocean. Not all of them will. So those who will swim towards the ladder of the helicopter are the ones who are going to be saved. And if you think in that regard, you see, if you bring out your service, you bring out your product, you bring out whatever it is, your idea that needs support, what happens is that when you lower your ladder, you are the rescue team, because your products and service are going to help people, right? And you expect people to be raving about it, but they don't. Just think in this regard, you know, you have done your best lowering your ladder down. Those who are swimming towards you will. Those who don't want to swim towards you wouldn't. And that is okay. That is what I just want to draw, bring across, right? That it's so okay. Just bundle people into different, categories, right? So people who, relate with you on a friendship level, people who would, who wouldn't support your business ideas, or they won't support any form of idea you have, but they really care about you. They would send you a little message, you know, on your birthday and be like, "Hey, happy birthday," right? That alone is enough. Put them in that category and deal with them in that regard. Don't try and mix it up together, and then, because immediately you mix it up, you tend to realize that, you tend to feel all these form of emotions that you feel that, you know, they don't really care, but they do. Just because they are doing it in a different way, that doesn't mean that they don't, right? And so the phrase I want to leave with this, with you guys, is this: the right hand and the left hand, where do they fit? Where do they really fit? Because if you think of it, if you think about that, you know, statement I just, you know, spelled out, everything becomes easy, and then you can easily, you wouldn't get offended so easily. You'll be able to understand why what they do. And you're able to know exactly how to get your support system, because, track record has shown us that, you know, when you launch your business or you launch anything, your friends and family are not going to join you. They're not going to support you. So it's okay. Since we now know, now you listen to the podcast, on the Arisen Nation podcast, you now know why your friends and family don't support you, but it's okay. Just put them in a different category and deal with them in that regard. Cheers and have an awesome week. Bye-bye.
Yeah, wasn't that an exciting episode? Please consider leaving a review and a 5-star rating inside Spotify if you are on Android, and iTunes if you are on Apple. We have had a ton of you complaining you don't see the week's episode in a timely manner, and we appreciate that frustration. So if you want to get notified the very second an episode is live, head over to podcast.arisenglobal.com. That is podcast.arisenglobal.com, and follow the easy steps on there. You'll be notified on Facebook Messenger as soon as an episode goes live, so you are not left out in the Arisen Nation. And as always, don't forget to stay Arisen.